Hey guys, welcome to the Soul Merge Podcast. This is Yvette, your intuitive soul healer, Reiki master, and enchantress. Join me every Monday at 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, where I will discuss with you everything from spirituality to everyday life's occurrences. You may also visit my website at www.enlightenedcoach.net or flowerofenlightenment.com. Here's to happy listening. Hey, hey, Yvette Lewis here, your Reiki master, intuitive soul healer, enchantress, and so much more. Happy Thursday, guys. I haven't been here for a while, but I'm here now, and you're listening. This morning, I woke up very annoyed, looking at all the different posts. Now, I'm going to get some people that's going to unfollow me. They're going to take this personally. They are going to think that I am attacking them. In reality, I'm not. I am only sharing my thoughts and trying to reach as many people as possible. Now, in the wake of this epidemic that we have with this virus, I don't even want to say the name. I am growing weary of seeing about it. Online, people talking about it. I would much rather laugh. I would much rather have some good jokes about it. Now, this is really no laughing matter. However, in the wake of this, a lot of us, or all of us, are scared. We're fearful. We're paranoid. I can go on and on. This is real, you guys. But I just want to point out, I'm noticing a lot of people attempting to use this virus epidemic as a way to capitalize and take away from those who have actually lost their jobs, who have actually lost a source of income. Don't get me wrong, if you've lost your job and you've lost your income, my heart goes out to you, and by all means, you do what you need to do in order to make it happen. I'm referring to this whole, oh, I'm special, I'm spiritual, I'm an empath, I'm an intuitive. Darlings, we are all empaths. We're all empathetic. Oh, I'm highly sensitive. Again, we are all sensitive. We are all responding to this epidemic. Being more spiritual than someone else or having a gift does not put myself or anyone in my position over anyone. You see, I feel like a lot of us have been conditioned to put ourselves before other people, to make ourselves look more important than others. I come first because I'm an empath. I come first because I'm highly sensitive. I need special treatment in this time of trauma, in this time of, you know, this epidemic. At this time, there should be no separation. We should be coming together. All of us are feeling the same energy, some more than others, but it doesn't make anyone better than the other or put anyone in a different category. Yes, there are people who suffer from mental illnesses and things of that nature. They may respond to it a bit more intensely. But let's look at this as a collective. We're all humans. Whenever there's a time of crisis, people begin to fight. They begin to put themselves first. There's people fighting in grocery stores. I just had an associate of mine tell me someone literally skipped a long line, grabbed the last basket. She had to defend herself and say, look, I've been here since this time, which was a long time, hours. This is my basket and this is my place. People are beginning to separate themselves and create what I would call a hierarchy, not only in the spiritual world, but just in the world, period. Listen, we all need to come together. We all need to have empathy for one another. Just because I'm gifted, just because I have an extrasensory of things, it doesn't put me in a different position than anyone else. Some people may not like what I'm saying, but it is the truth. Everyone is feeling this energy. Maybe not on the same levels, but we are. I went to Costco yesterday with my son. We went to CVS. We went to the Dollar Tree. Of course, we were scavenger hunting for essentials, toilet tissue, of course. We were lucky we found some items in CVS, but I was in Costco, and of course, this is a very big warehouse. As soon as I walked in, it was stuffy, and of course, fear crept over me. I didn't realize how paranoid I am of catching something. Now, I am a clean freak. I am all about covering your mouth when you sneeze and you cough. I'm one of those persons, if you sneeze or if you cough and you're near me, you're going to get the nastiest look from me. And that is exactly what happened in Costco yesterday. I was in Costco. There was a lady with her two kids behind me. I clearly heard her cough. Now, you guys know when someone coughs or sneezes, you know if they cover their mouth. I must have turned my head so quick, I think I almost got whiplash. And if you know me personally, I have a big pair of eyes. I have big Betty Boop eyes. I stared her down like the plague. Now, it wasn't nice of me, but come on. Do you want anyone coughing on you, behind you, on the side of you, in front of you with this nonsense? And she quickly said, oh, it's just a sinus infection. I'm not sick. And of course, I smiled and I'm like, oh, okay, of course. But you didn't cover your cough, darling. Afterwards, I thought, gosh, Yvette, you kind of were a bit not so nice. I mean, I wasn't completely rude, but I wasn't 100% nice. But look, I have asthma and I'm just paranoid, just like a lot of us are. I saw a lot of people reacting to different things while I was in the store yesterday. And I said to myself, you know, Yvette, everyone is responding. Everyone is feeling this energy. Everyone is reacting. People carrying wipes, hand sanitizers, wiping down the baskets. People standing 6 feet away from each other, the look of fear. So all I'm saying is, this is not the time to single out each other. This is not the time to say, well, I'm better than you. I'm gifted. I'm an empath. I feel things more than you do. No, darlings. We all are feeling the pull. I can almost guarantee that one of us or many of us know someone who has been infected, has been exposed, maybe have even passed away. And it creates a fear. We're all feeling it. This is not the time to divide. This is the time to come together and honor everyone, not just a group of people. It's like me saying, hey, I'm special. I have visions, I'm gifted, I'm an empath, I'm prophetic. I can read. I'm better than you. It's like, well, you know, I have more privilege. No. Anything can happen and go down, whether it's myself or someone else. We're all the same. We all cry the same tears. And I just kind of wanted to air this out and just get this off my chest. And again, I know people are going to be angry. They're going to think that I am targeting them. I'm not. I really am not. I am just bringing an awareness. Now is not the time to divide. Now is the time to think about humanity as a collective. There's going to be a lot of fighting, a lot of nonsense going on. Well, I'm this, so I need to go before you. Well, I'm that, and I was here first. Well, I'm better because I'm this race, or you're no good because you're that race. We got to stop this. We have to stop. We have to learn to get together and acknowledge and hold space for everyone. Everyone. This is a really hard time for us all. And I really observed yesterday, as I was out and about, everyone had this look on their face. Everyone. And it wasn't a look of pleasant feelings. It was a look of fear, a look of worry. And it felt so heavy. So I just want to say that I extend my love. I extend light to all of you who are experiencing your emotions and feeling your feelings right now. I have a lot of friends. I know a lot of people, different races. And, you know, no one is to be subtracted from this feeling of anxiety. So while there's people who may feel more than others, this is not the time to separate. This is not the time to have a hierarchy. This is a time to send and show love, to cater to all humanity, and give us all some form of help and love, as well as a peace of mind. I would love to hear your comments. I would love to get some feedback and how you're dealing with everything. Because, of course, I don't have all the answers, but I would love to know. I would love to find out how you're looking at the situation and how you're dealing with it. So here's a few pointers that can help you feel better during this outbreak and just to get you on a path of calmness, at least when you're in the house. I'm going to admit, once you step outside and you have to go to the store, it does begin to affect you. And I'm not a woman of fear. I am a woman of great, you know, what's the word? Faith. I believe in standing strong. But yesterday made me realize, even though I'm a woman of faith and I don't like to vibrate from a place of fear, there was still that anxious feeling. Okay, so first and foremost, try not to watch the news too much. Yes, it's very important to keep up with what's going on, especially what's in your city. A lot of us are parents. I'm a parent. We have children that are out of school. School's closing down. It is important to stay informed on that. But let's try not to get too glued to the TV, because it really begins to tax our minds. And I know quite a few individuals who've been having nightmares. How about meditation? Meditation is amazing. With some nice music in the background, guided meditation, wind chimes, the sounds of a flute, different things. And of course, I'm offering my free meditation today. Well, I'm sorry, not today, tomorrow at 8 p.m. And I hope that you join me on Instagram Live. Use this time to go inward. When you feel anxious, ask yourself, does this feeling belong to me? Am I really feeling anxious, or is it the feeling of the world, the feeling of the media, the feeling of something I just looked at on Instagram or Facebook? Pray. Some of us pray, some of us don't, but if you do, pray. Call your friends up. I see a lot of my friends doing some awesome things. We're doing watch parties. Actually, someone I know created a quarantine group where we're sharing all the wonderful things that we're doing during the time of self-quarantining ourselves. I don't know if that's a word, but I'm going to make it a word, self-quarantining. It's keeping our spirits alive, keeping us happy. Watch things that make you laugh. I don't know about you, but I love to laugh. I am a goofball, okay? Do things around your home. Clean up, paint. Just keep yourself busy. But most of all, let's all express gratitude. Gratitude for life. Gratitude for health. Let's send love. Let's send light to those who are suffering from the virus. Especially, let's send love and light to those who have no choice but to show up to work. Our health workers, public service workers, they're out there trying to keep things working for us, trying to keep the stores open. Let's express gratitude and be grateful. And if you find yourself getting really anxious when you go out, try not to go out too much. And if you do, try your very best to get as much as you can so that you don't have to. Of course, that's a bit hard because I told myself yesterday, I don't want to go out anymore. This is it. But guess what? After work today, I have to go back out because I didn't find everything that I needed. I'm hoping that I can find everything I need today so that I don't have to go back out the house. In a nutshell, we all are feeling the pinch. And again, I am here for you. I'm sending lots of Reiki love and light to all of you, no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, no matter what you identify yourself with, whether you're highly sensitive, an empath, whatever, we're all the same. And we all have to deal with the anxiety that this whole epidemic is creating. Please go ahead, leave a comment, message me, inbox me, whatever. I'm here for you, and I hope you enjoyed this. And I look forward to seeing you guys on Friday at 8 p.m. for my live mini meditation and mini sound bath and a live reading. Blessings to you all. Mm-hmm.